Today, I am so excited to share this topic and to begin having this conversation. For those that have been a part of my world, you know a little bit about me, but this is really the first time that I have offered this type of training in this format. So this is something brand new for me because I've always done this in one-on-one coaching. It's always been a very private journey for me and something that I've gone over with my clients. And so doing this in this format is new. It's exciting. So if you hear anything in my voice, it's that nerves and those excitement. So I love that there's so many faces on here that I recognize. I appreciate you guys so much. But as we have people joining us and you begin to share in the chat, I just want to first off acknowledge you for stepping into this space, because money is not always the conversation that's easy to have. Sometimes it is a trigger point. Sometimes it's a pain point. Sometimes it's just that uncomfortable conversation that we've been taught is almost like a dirty word. And so we don't want to step into that space. So above all, I want to just acknowledge that you've done this, you've stepped into this space, and you're willing to go there. So congratulations to you, and thank you for the bravery and the courage that that takes. And because there are so many familiar faces on here, it's so easy for me to just sit here and have a conversation, but I want to invite you to also step into that conversation and feel like there's no one else on the call. It's just you. It's just me. So I'm just looking at Kat. I'm just looking at Laura. I'm just looking at Anne and Corrine and Sandra. It's just you and I. And we have a lot of people off camera, so I know you're probably eating, and that's totally okay. Just stay in your space, be comfortable. But I do want to ask, as we're having this conversation, to be willing to interact. I'm going to ask for some feedback and some interaction. So please embrace that part, because that's part of this process today. So for us, as we begin to have these conversations today, there may be some resistance that comes up. And so as you feel that resistance, maybe that thought is, well, that applies to somebody else. That doesn't apply to me. Maybe it's, well, you know, that's not my journey, or she's talking to someone else. If there's any kind of resistance that's coming up, I want you to just consider and be open to the thought of why. Why am I feeling that way? Why is that thought coming up? And just table it. Even if it's a pain point, maybe you want to write it down and come back to it. Maybe that's something that we can talk about together offline after this. But just be aware of the resistance, because it's often in those points of resistance that is the actual block or the growth in the path that you need to go. So just be aware of that as we go through, and know that resistance is a choice for you to lean in and rise up. And so when we talk about getting vulnerable and having these conversations, money can also, money mindset, money issues, money problems, money value can feel like I'm standing naked in front of a full-length mirror looking at myself and all my flaws. Has anybody ever felt that? Show of hands, or if you'll put a one in the chat, that you've ever felt like money, the topic, the conversation was so uncomfortable, it felt like you were being naked. Okay, I am in the right room, and so are you, because look at all the ones in the chat. So yes, it can feel so uncomfortable, and it can also feel so revealing, because it begins to show our flaws. And so unless we're, you know, a brand new baby, 2-year-old standing in front of the mirror, we may have some dimples. We may have some scars. There may be some wrinkles in places we didn't want wrinkles. Or maybe things just don't look the way they used to. Maybe our finances don't look the way they used to because we've been through life. Something tragic has happened, a job loss or legal situation. Something has occurred that has made us feel very inferior when it comes to conversations about our money. And so I just want to acknowledge that during today, as we go through things, I'm going to ask you to get naked with me. And I want you to laugh about it, because that's the number one thing, is we're going to try to have fun today, because money isn't always a fun topic. And so let's step into the space that everybody here has a challenge. Everybody here gets naked. We all have similar things that we can partner together with and support each other. And also we can be vulnerable in this safe space. And so I just welcome you, as we step in this, to be willing to just be seen and be vulnerable. And for those coming on, you're going to hear me say, we're going to get naked today. No one's taking off their clothes, I promise, but it just means we're going to step into a space of vulnerability. So I welcome you too, if you're just joining, to put where you're from. So if you're signing in, Denise, welcome. You're from the Dallas area. And if you will share what you, where you're from, and then what you'd like to get out of today. And I saw Carrie had shared just being open to receiving and earning what I'm worth. And I love that you shared that, because that is all about what we're talking about today. And Laura, hey, okay. So Laura is in Colorado and Belinda's in Spain. Oh my gosh. Alexandria's in Ohio, New Jersey. Wow, fantastic. So this was originally set up as a, and marketed as a women's only event. And we started seeing a lot of interest from men as well. So there will be some men on this call, but men, I just want to invite you to get naked with us in this space, and to not feel awkward, to know that some of the content I'm going to talk about is really directed to our ladies. But if there are questions you have, I want to welcome you to just be vulnerable with us and to step into these conversations, because we all know that money mindset is universal. We all struggle with similar challenges. It is not just a female issue. Confidence is not just a female challenge, although we all manage it differently. So full disclosure, this is going to be designed towards the ladies, but man, we're so glad that you're here. And just know that there's going to be a lot of love shared today with the ladies. So, as you're continuing to share, we've got some others joining us and chiming in where they are. We have somebody here from Cape Town, South Africa, and she shared that she wants to recreate her relationship with money. So thank you for sharing that and being vulnerable with us in that moment. So this was my journey, and that's why this all came about. So for those that don't already know me, I started coaching when my daughter was 15 and had started rodeo queening. And so I started coaching when she lost her coach to an accident. And really, it just began to evolve. And I'd love to say that my passion and my calling found me. But at the time, my full-time gig, I coached for a passion, for to help my daughter. It was something I did where I actually got some extra money. I coached these girls on confidence and speaking. But what I saw was, in my full-time gig as a financial advisor and in financial services, I began to see these similarities between the women I was counseling on their retirement plans and their rollovers, and when they went through a divorce and having to move money over and start over again and learn how to manage money, they were struggling with some of the same challenges that my rodeo queen girls were, 15 and 16 and 20 year olds, on confidence, how to step into a space that felt challenging and different and difficult, and that their value and what they thought they could earn or win in a title was attached to lessons they had been taught growing up. Same thing with the women. The women in the financial advisory meetings were also having those same conversations. They were starting over. They felt like they had surrendered their whole life to their families, to their job, to everyone else except for them. Many of us, we pour ourselves into a career, men as well, right? We find that our value is so attached to what we do that we can no longer separate it. So if our job is, if we're laid off from the job, if our job is eliminated, now our self-value and our worth is absolutely just tanking. If money doesn't go the way we think it should, if something financial happens, our self-worth is just crashes. Or on the opposite side, if I don't feel worthy, I don't feel like I can step into spaces where I'm going to feel less than. I feel like an imposter. I feel like if I step into this room, or I want that job, but I don't feel worthy, so I don't feel like I'll ever get that job. Why do I even apply for that job? Or why do I ask for the sale if I'm in sales or in that position? Why do I step into that room? They're not going to want me anyway, because I don't have the money. I don't have the worth. So it's this three-stranded cord of value, worth, and money that is so intricately tied together that oftentimes it's tied around our neck. And so it's just choking us and preventing us from the very thing that we want the most. And so I just want to share, and I'm trying to be cognizant of time. So I just want to share that this is actually something that we can flip on its head and take a look at the reverse side of that. And I call that my value intelligence, because we know about IQ, because IQ is your intellectual intelligence. We know about EQ. EQ is all over the news and everywhere today, right? It's our emotional intelligence. But what do you know about your value intelligence? Because that is the thing that is actually the key to the thing that you're wanting to begin with. So as I begin to talk about this more today, I want to set an expectation that today I want you to get tremendous value from this call. And my intention is that you feel like this hour was well worth your time, your investment, because I understand that time is the one thing none of us get back. We have, we can take our Amazon boxes back to Amazon. We can drop those off and get our money back. Macy's and Bed Bath & Beyond will take just about anything back. Nordstrom's, you can wear something 50 times and take it back and they'll exchange it. There's so many different things that we can get back, but time is not one of them. So I value your time today. I also want you to feel inspired when you leave here to take action. And if it's just one thing, I want you to take that one thing away today to begin to change your life. And so in the chat, I've shared a journal, and it's a money mindset journal. If you didn't get it, please check the chat. You can also download the chat. If you don't know, I think you can download it, but you're welcome to do that, because there's going to be some nuggets in there. But we can also send it to you by email after this. So I love that you guys are stepping into this space with me. And so if you're wondering, what's next? What do I do with this value intelligence? And how do I make that work for me? Well, I believe that the words that we choose begin to create certain thoughts in our head. And those thoughts create certain feelings. And those feelings begin to create habits. So one of my friends that's on the call here today, Casey Haston, introduced me to something that's called the RAS, or Reticulator Activating System. And I think I've said that correctly. But whatever we focus our brain on, our brain will go to work to look for that, to look for the proof. So if we have been, by the people in our lives, exposed to things like, and if this resonates with you, I would love for you to put a 2 in the chat. So if you've ever been told that money's the root of all evil, put a 2. If you've ever heard that, well, we can't have that because we're not those people, put a 2. If you've ever had the thought that I don't deserve that, put a 2. And if you ever have felt like I have to make sure that I show up differently than who I am so that people will like me, love me, approve of me, appreciate me, think different of me, put a 2. All right. I appreciate you guys getting naked with me in that moment. All the 2s show that this is not something that just I struggle with. But somehow, for whatever reason, as I was going through this, I thought this is just me because of my adoption journey, right? I'm the only one struggling with this because I was adopted and I felt like nobody wanted me, blah, 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 yada, 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 poor me. But what I realized working with my queen girls and then my financial advisory clients is this isn't limited to anyone. This is not restrictive to where you grew up, what culture you come from, where your parents banked, what kind of car you drive. There are people that have millions of dollars and they still feel like they are not enough. And if you don't have millions, you're like, how could that be? Because if I get to that point, of course I'm going to feel like I'm enough. If your value is based on if I get there, then I'll feel valuable, you will never get there. Let me say that again. If my value is based on earning enough money, not seeing the value that I already possess, my own worth right here, right now, then when I get that money, it will not fill that hole. It will not be enough. That money will not make me more valuable. It will make me and amplify what I already feel. So if I feel insignificant, giving me loads of money is going to put me in a room where I feel really rich and insignificant. Money amplifies who we are and how we feel. And so the problem and this value VQ or value intelligence, value awareness key allows us to flip that on its head and begin to see ourselves as valuable so that we begin to receive things because we deserve them. We begin to see things that we are capable of doing. We begin to receive things because we're worthy of receiving them, not because we're good enough, not because we're pretty enough, not because we're smart or capable or have the right degrees or came from the right pedigree, right side of the track, but because inherently God created you to do something very specific that only you can do, and that is where your worth is. That is where your value is. That is where your power is. And so your VQ is what you say it is. And that's the gift that I want to leave you with today, is you get to determine what that is. No one else. So if you feel like in this space that, well, let me give you a situation. This week, I got to step into a room with some amazing people that are doing amazing things. And I shared this in my Facebook group. So if you're watching this in the group, you've heard this a little bit. And I've shared it with a few of my clients, but I sat across the table from people that were working with the Pope and the Vatican. I sat across the table with people that were managing billion-dollar deals. had multi-million dollar portfolios. I sat in the room with people who had started with nothing and built 16 companies in the course of a short amount of time. Amazing, brilliant people. And the first thing that came up, as you can imagine, I'm sitting in the room feeling, what the heck do I have to offer? I'm just a little girl from Dallas, Texas, right? I grew up on the reservation. My dad worked for the oil field in New Mexico, and I literally grew up on the reservation. And so what the heck can I bring? What do I offer? I don't deserve to be, right? All the little roadrunner ideas, as I say with Corinne, all the little roadrunner ideas came up. And that mindset just started spinning and telling me I wasn't enough. I didn't deserve to be there. And immediately, because of the work I've done and because of my awareness of the power of my own thoughts, I said, is that true that I have nothing to offer? No, I have me. What's the truth here? No one in that room could be Karen Gray. No one in that room could do what Karen Gray was called to do, to serve in the way that I could. No one could love people the way I love. No one could talk about my experience the way I can. And so in that moment, I put the mirror away because I felt very naked and exposed in that moment. I put the mirror away and I put my big girl panties back on and I just walked into the room and just showed up and cared for people because that's where my value was. And the mindset shifted. And so now I wasn't feeling like an imposter. I was feeling like a heart-led servant who was there to make a difference. So I thought about how can I help? How can I serve? What can I do? And I began to show up. And so in that space, that's where this value, worth, money mindset came about, just rising its ugly head, but flipped it on its head and it became my superpower. And so I want to ask you, what is your thought that comes up when I say, you know, you're stepping into a space where you're super uncomfortable and you're naked in front of that mirror? What thought comes up for you most often? If you're willing and courageous enough, share that in the chat with us. I'm going to give you a moment to do that. And I believe that as we have those thoughts, as we feel those emotions, we learn to put on a mask, right? There's two masks, I believe, that we wear. And thank you for sharing in the group. Absolutely, I love that. So there's a mask that we show the world, right? This mask is the one that we think, well, this is who I need to be in this moment. This is who I should be. This is who the world expects me to be. This is what I need to do. And then there's the mask that we wear at home inside our own, or inside our own head, right? It's the imposter, the voice that is saying, you can't do this. They're going to figure it out. They're going to know, right? There's that commercial. They're going to know, no one's going to, I think it's a meme video. They're going to know, nobody's going to know. They're going to know, nobody's going to know. They're going to know, right? They're going to figure out that I'm not all those things I've presented myself to be. They're going to know I really can't do that. I don't have that degree. I don't have that knowledge. I don't have that skill. I can't do those hard things. They're going to know. Even though I've presented this mask that says I can, they're going to figure it out. And so the truth is we've convinced ourselves of all of those things that we grew up learning. We've convinced ourselves that we can't have the money. We can't step into the space. We can't be at the table. We can't have the conversations. We can't serve the clients. We can't be in the room, right? And it's a vicious cycle because we don't show up because we don't feel like we're valuable. But because we don't feel like we're valuable, we don't show up. And it just, the cycle just continues to go. So how do we stop the cycle? And that's what we're going to talk about today. And those are the three keys that I want to share with you today. That's the value add that I want to offer you today. And the first one, if you have a pen and paper, I want to share this with you. If not, the video is going to be saved. You can come back to this anytime. It'll be saved in the group. So if you're not already in my Champions group, I want to invite you to join us because this will be saved there. But also, these are just three of the keys I'm about to share. The rest are going to be explored on a much, much deeper level in a group that I'm starting the end of March. So absolutely, I want to share that that's an opportunity. If you find that this is valuable, you want to know more, you need more support, I want to encourage you to join me there. But today, the value that I want to get is, first thing is I want you to rediscover. So the first word, first key is rediscover. And when I say that, rediscover is really, what is it about you that is valuable? What is it about you that you do different? What is it about you that you feel like you were called to do that no one else in the world can do? This is your zone of genius. This is your gift to the world. This is your power. What is that? Rediscover that. What makes you get up in front of that mirror, take all your clothes off and stand there in your power and say, yep, this is me. Scars and all, right? Bruises, scars, marks, whatever it is. What is it that allowed you to do that? And so that is where your power begins to shift. Because when you can recognize that, truly recognize it, see it, feel it, say it, and you know that no one can take that away from you, then now the rest will begin to line up. So I would love for you ladies to say it out loud, because I feel like accountability, I feel like saying our power out loud is something we're so uncomfortable doing. So I want to invite you to get naked with me right now and say what it is that you're powerful, what it is that your gift is, what is your thing that you believe the most in about you. Even if you feel like right now, man, I don't want to say that. I want to resist that. That sounds braggadocious. That sounds arrogant. That sounds like we don't do that. That's not good. We're not supposed to do that, right? Bullshit. In this room, we do that. And so I want to invite you in this space to be your own champion. I want to invite you to push past the resistance and say it out loud. I want to invite you to say your value and speak it, see it, say it, know it. One thing, whatever that is, I want to invite you to do that. And so if you'll put that in the chat, I want you to share it with everyone. I want you to be public, not just say it out loud. I want you to say it where others can see it. Because that is where you really get naked, right? Because I'm not just saying it to me, writing it on my paper where nobody else on this call can see it. I'm putting it on the chat where now I'm accountable for it. All right. I love that you guys are typing and writing and stepping into this. Thank you for trusting this process. I love it, Carrie. Carrie said that she helps people hone in on their small changes and shifts to affect the changes in their bodies. And she does. She's amazing at that. Laura Grassela, yes, you do know, sweetheart. Oh my gosh, she is amazing. Carrie Silverman is a powerful thinker. Mary Beth, I put people at ease and can bring out the best in them in individuals and groups. We just had a call yesterday. Absolutely, you're so good at that. Casey Haston is the networking ninja. She is the super connector. And I want to encourage you to lean in. You know what that is. Don't hesitate. There's so many things that you do so well. You love, love, love big. Yes, I love it. So good, ladies. So as you're doing this, as we're stepping into this space, is anyone else feeling like there's resistance coming up? Yes. Okay. So I want you to take the journal that I gave you or on a piece of paper. I want you to just notice what's coming up. What thought, what fear, what resistance is coming up? And I just want you to begin paying attention to that. And begin to identify that this resistance, this could be a connection, that link with your value awareness, your VQ, right? This is where your mindset and your value connect in the middle. So if you're feeling like I can't say it, I want to challenge you that that's the thing you need to do. If you're feeling like I can't figure it out, then I want you to take action, because where there's not clarity, where there's chaos, where there's confusion, it's because we're resisting, right? I'm looking for all the distractions to not embrace the thing that I'm trying to resist. Yes, Shannon, can you share the journal again, or actually... I may be helpful to share it. Thank you. Thank you, Shannon. All right. So the next thing that I want to ask you to do is, in this exercise, as you begin to just pay attention to the thoughts, when my brain says, I don't know, I always answer myself, that's okay, but what if I did know? I love it, Carrie. Carrie's got to be a coach or has been coached, and super powerful question. What would it look like if I did? So I love that. I also love the possibility of just, how would it feel if I knew what that was? If I knew what my superpower was, how would it feel? If I knew what my value was, how would that feel? And just begin to explore that and begin to step into the possibilities of, it could feel amazing. It could feel crazy. It could feel scary. It could feel all of these things, but it could feel fabulous, and it could feel empowering, and it could feel, wow, so I'm empowering and I'm this. And you can begin to see the dots connect. And as Anne said, she's a dot connector. Right? She's a puzzle solver. She's a problem solver deluxe. And so solving her own puzzle is going to be something that she's going to be really good at, because we're going to draw a line in the sand. And in the journal that I gave you, there's a prompt that says up until now. And so up until now, I believed certain things about myself. But we're drawing a line in the sand today. And from today on, I get to think differently. From today on, I get to believe differently. And what does that look like? What are the possibilities there? So I am absolutely committing to helping. My goal is to help women find their power, to identify their value, connect their worth, and transform their money mindset. Because when they do that, powerful women step into powerful places and make a difference in the lives of your family, in your career, in the industry for other women. Because powerful women that aren't comparing themselves to other people, they lift other women up. Powerful women that aren't seeing themselves as less than are making a difference for other women. We're mentoring women that are coming behind us. We're using the rocks in our bag to help other women, to pave the path for the women coming behind us. So when we begin to take those damn rocks out of our bag, you know what the rocks are, right? The limiting beliefs, the thoughts, the confusion, the chaos, the anger, the things that we feel happen to us. When we begin to see those things as happening for us to create who we are today, who we are in this space, and now I can help someone else begin to see that, now we're creating a legacy. And so in that space, when we begin to step into those powerful conversations and lifting other people up, now we see our value. Our value is in who we are being, right? Because we're human beings. We're these human beings having this world, we're these spiritual beings having this human existence, but we're being. It's not about what we're doing. And so I want to offer in the last 21 minutes that we have left, that if there's something coming up for you, I want you to feel free to share it. Even if it's in a private chat, I want you to feel free to say it just so you say it and you're saying it to someone else. I won't bring it on if you're sharing it to me privately and say, this is for you. But if there's something that you are feeling right now about, there's a possibility that this could be different for me tomorrow. This line in the sand is happening right here, right now, today. And from this day forward, I'm not going to say those things to myself anymore. I'm going to say what I know is true. I'm not going to say the thoughts that I was taught as a kid. I'm not going to say the things that I used to feel, right? I'm not going to say that I'm confused. I just don't know yet. I'm figuring it out. I'm not going to say that I can't do that. I'm looking for a way to find a way to do it. I haven't figured that out yet. The power of our words is so powerful. So as you hear all of this, I want you to think about what's next for me. How do I use this journal? How do I use this information, this knowledge, this value awareness to begin to change my bank account? What is it in this moment of my life that I've not been willing to do to be seen, to do the asks, to show up in places where I could make the money I'm desiring to make? What is it that's holding me back? Is it a thought? Is it a belief? Is it a mindset that no longer serves you, something that your parents taught you? Maybe it was a guardian. Maybe it was a mentor in school. Maybe it was a bully. There's so many things that can get in our head that we carry around in that backpack. These heavy bags that no longer serve us. And they begin to form these ideas, and these ideas aren't serving you anymore. So what are those things that you want to let go? What are those things that you want to put down on the path and help someone else with? Anne shared, I want to be able to show it for myself the way I show it for others. How many can relate to that comment? I think that most powerful women that step into powerful places end up serving everyone else first, right? We're almost taught that as a culture. We're taught that as women, that we have to be the nurturers. We have to be the caregivers. We have to be the ones that sacrifice. That's what's expected of us. That's what society has told us. And at what point do we put ourselves in that category? When is enough enough? For me, it was 50 years. 50 years, 50 Christmases I wasted, if you want to look at it like that. And if we have, let's say I get to live to 95 and I have 35 more Christmases. Well, okay, let me not lie. I'm 54, so I have 31 more Christmases. I have 31 more years of opportunity to do the things that I'm here to do. What if I was too afraid to show up today to be seen? Because I will tell you, those thoughts happened. What do I have to give these women, these amazing women that are signing up. I see you guys. I see you, and many of you, I know your stories, and I know how amazing you are, and I know how you serve, and I know how you show up for others. What if you were to begin to show up for yourself in that way? How would things shift? How would things change if you prioritized you the way that you prioritize? Oftentimes, people you don't even like. Let's just be honest. There are times we do things and jump through hoops for people we don't even enjoy being around, that give absolutely nothing back to us, but we feel obligated to say yes. But what would it feel like if we began to say yes to ourselves? To be wildly, ferociously defendant of our calendars and our energy and our time and the circles that we allow to have an influence and a voice in our ear. What would that look like for you in this space? So as you're looking at the journal or in your own journal time, if you don't use this journal, that's okay. Nothing's going to stop you, but it's not going to be the end of the world. But write down your thoughts every day. Capture them. What are the thoughts I'm thinking? What am I saying over and over and over again to myself that isn't true? If I'm speaking my fears out loud and not ever moving forward, how is that serving me? And what do I want to do different from today on? Because up until now, I thought those things. But from today on, from this day forward, I get to do different. And so I just want to invite you to consider the possibility that you can create a totally different life by just changing your thoughts, rediscovering your value. The second one I want to share is to identify the cost. What are those thoughts costing you? So if I play small, what is it costing me? Is it costing me a job? Is it costing me a client? Am I not able to pay off my debt? Am I not even able to pay my bills because I'm not willing to step into spaces that I'm afraid of? I'm not able to be seen. How is your mindset protecting you? How are those thoughts trying to protect you from doing the scary things to be seen? And what would it feel like if you stepped into that space and embraced that and did it anyway? So here's the big aha moment that I had through some of my coaching. I can be or feel scared and do it anyway. I can have my past and do my future anyway. I can feel like an imposter in this moment and transition and get over it and move on anyway. I can have my scars, my bruises, my mistakes, and that's what makes me powerful. So don't stop at your story. Say, and, or, but I can, and I did, and I will. Don't end it with a period. Those things do not define you. Only you define you. So if you let those, then you're right, they do. But only if you say so. And so the next thing I want to ask you, once you've identified what it costs, what it really costs, and you have taken a moment to say, is it worth it? Or is this my line in the sand and no more? No more am I going to play small. No more am I going to let anyone put my light under a basket, a bushel, whatever that song is. No longer am I going to put my mask on to hide from being seen as who I am. From this day forward, I'm going to play my game. I'm going to step into my space and do my authentic me. And so I want you to begin to connect your discovery, who your value is, who you are, with who you want to be, and connect those with action. Because sitting here feeling bad about it or feeling good about it doesn't change it until you take action on it. And what does that action look like? Talking to yourself, using your words, reading, choosing books to feed your mind with things that are positive, right? Reprogramming your mind, your spirit, to believe and know the things that you know to be true. The awareness, checking in with your body, spending quiet time each day to know, what do I feel? Where does this feel in my body so that I can recognize it when it pops up? We talk about mindset a lot, you know, across social media, and it's a big movement. And I have really struggled with that, to be quite honest. I have really struggled with that because my mind is like two squirrels having a fight. And it's difficult to control them, right? Like they talk about the drunk monkey. I've got the drunk monkey in my head and he does not get quiet. He gets louder when I get quiet. And so when I get in that space, I'm just aware of those thoughts and I just let them go on. Okay. Yep. I forgot to do all of that yesterday. Yep. I feel that emotion. Okay. I'm curious why. Where is that showing up in my body, right? I just have this little conversation between me and God. And where is that showing up for me? And just begin to be aware. The more I do that, the more I practice that, the easier it's getting. And when I'm in a room sitting across a billionaire and feeling like a lump of, you know what, on top of chicken poop, I can feel that and I can shift it super quick. Before, I probably would have walked out and went and sat in my car and just like, yeah, I paid $2,000 to sit in this event, but I feel bad, so I'm just not going to be here. I'm going to go home. Home is better. Home is safe. This room isn't safe. I literally would have done that in the past. Not this time. So what is it that you're hiding from that's causing your mindset about money? What are you telling yourself about your ability to earn money, to show up for yourself, to show up for others in a way that is, dare I say, authentic and transparent and real? Bringing your belonging. I love it, Jess. Thank you. So when you feel like you belong in a room, in a space, you show up more powerfully. But when you don't feel like you do, you begin to find ways to identify all the reasons why you don't belong. But if you belong with you, everywhere you go, you bring that belonging to that space and you find ways to use it. And so today I want to just offer an opportunity as we have 9 minutes left, that if any of this resonated with you, I have a couple different ways that you can continue to work with me, that you can continue to explore these conversations. The first is, let's just get on a call. Let's sit across the table, across the screen, and have coffee and talk about what came up. I've got an opportunity for a group coaching program that's starting the end of March, where we're going to go and hold your hand. We're going to walk through this process together where you can master your money mindset. Because a lot of people, we can identify it, and it's kind of like everything else. We can go Google it and find the answers. But the accountability piece, having someone walk through it with you, is absolutely imperative for some of us because we won't do the work by ourselves. How many of us have ever signed up for a gym? January 1st, I'm going to go to the gym, right? Great intention. I'm going to get healthy. January 6th, I never go again. Right, Carrie, how many people do you have that sign up to get healthy and then they give up? Even with accountability, oftentimes they give up. But when they have accountability, their potential for success is exponentially higher. When they have support, someone that's going to walk with them, help them see their celebrations, help them see their challenges and walk through this, absolutely exponentially increases their chance of success. Be consistently good versus occasionally perfect. I love that one. I'm stealing that one. That one's so good. So if this resonates with you, there's a link that my team shared in the chat. Let's just jump on a call, explore what that might look like. Maybe a group isn't the way that you want to go. I've always coached one-on-one on this, so that is always on the table as well. But the group is where you can get vulnerable. It's where you can have support. You'll be paired with someone that can support you through the process. It's a 12-week course. And so once a week, we'll get together, we'll challenge each other, we'll have takeaways to support each other to walk through this. And we talk about manifesting your best life. And for me, until I understood what it was I wasn't manifesting, or what I was manifesting wasn't what I wanted, I had to get clear on that to change that. And so I am here and I'm so passionate. I don't care about, for me, it's not about the money. It's about making a difference. And so if this isn't you, if this isn't you today, right here, right now, but you're like, oh my God, my sister-in-law needs this. My best friend needs this. Share the link with them. Share the link with them to just jump on a call. It's a free call. There's no obligation, but we can explore what is the thing that they're missing. What is their value awareness that's not connecting what they know to be true with what they want to be true and where that takes them. So I'm gonna open up for the last 5 minutes. Any questions? Jess, I don't know if there was any questions in the chat or in our Facebook group that came up. I just want to be available to answer those and to just say, I invite you to come join me. Don't wait another day, whether it's just a conversation or if it's in a group or if it's in a one-on-one, or you just need someone to walk down a certain path with you. Don't do this alone. You don't have to do this alone. You have a sisterhood of support that will help you and show up for you. But I challenge you to first show up for yourself. And so the takeaways I want to give you today are the line in the sand. Up until now, this is what I believed. Line in the sand. From today on, this is what I'm going to do. And so write that commitment down. What is it that I need to discover about my value? Identify what is the cost of staying where I am. And then connect that to what it is I want. What are the missing pieces? What are the missing components? Do I need support around that? Do I need someone to hold me accountable? Do I need someone to help me envision? What does that look like? I don't even know what my value is. Maybe I am still stuck. That's okay. That's what we're here for. I've been there. That, like I said, that's my journey. So I get that. I understand and I'm with you. But today, as you walk away, I just want to ask, did you get anything out of this? Has this been valuable for you? If it has, would you please put in a hell yes, a heart, a thumbs up or something? Thank you, Kat. Heck yes. Thank you for getting naked with me today. Thank you for being vulnerable. Thank you for stepping into this space and for being willing to have the conversation about what it is that you need to shift your money mindset, to step into that value awareness of who you truly are and what you bring to the table, so that you don't deny the world your gifts or you your support another day. A line in the sand. From this day on, you're going to be your best self. And that starts with you just seeing that you're already that perfect self. There's nothing you need to do different other than love you. And if you need help seeing that and doing that, I'm here for you. And so I just want to thank you again so much. This will be in the recording. We'll save this. Jess, have I missed anything?
I got kicked out. So if there's do have a question, feel free to unmute and ask your question.
Yeah, so thank you. So Jess is a part of my team. This is Jessica Locke. She is another amazing coach. And if you're in the Rodeo Queen world, I think, and you may remember Jess, maybe. How I deliver my value is up to me. Absolutely, Carrie, you're so correct. Shamadeen, thank you so much for showing here today, for showing up for you to be willing to step into these spaces. Any questions if you want to come off mute, or feel free to email me to follow up. And if you didn't get the journal, we have the list of those that attended. We'll make sure that you get the journal by email. We'll get it to you. And I really just want to encourage you that if this is something that you know, maybe again, I'm not ready for this, this doesn't resonate exactly with me, I want to process this myself, whatever the process is, but someone else needs this, please share this link, this book, the Discovery Call link, with anyone that you feel like that could be valuable. I set aside 30 minutes to an hour to just sit down and have a conversation with you to see how I can help. Is this a good fit? What are your next steps and how can I support that? Whether that's with me or not, I just want to be here and be a resource because I believe in the beauty of what you bring. Every single one of you on this call are so valuable. And the fact that if you don't see that already, you are doing yourself in the world a huge disservice. We need you. We need you to step into those spaces and be you. So thank you so much for being on this call, for being willing to show up, and for sharing what it is that we do here with our team of champions. Please join me also in our Facebook group. Just Google Champions Community, and it's also on my Facebook page. You can find it at Coach Karen Gray. My website's coachkarengray.com. So I love you all. Thank you so much for your time today. Just absolutely go forth and conquer and be your best self. You guys are awesome. Mwah. And I didn't cry today. This is an amazing thing. I always cry on Zooms. I'm just so passionate, but today I'm kind of getting mad about this. Like, women need to support each other. I'm getting very passionate about it, and not mad, that's the wrong word, but I am passionate about it. So Carrie gets me. I see, like, she gets me. Thank you guys so, so much. Charlie, thanks for hanging in there as the gentleman. I hope that I answered your questions or spoke to you in your heart. If there's anything that you need, please support us. Thank you guys for showing up. And Casey, love you. Thank you so much for being here, Jess. And Mary Beth, it was so good to see you again. Thank you so much.